In order to understand what Peter is talking about, 1 Peter 2, and you see the whole idea and the whole plan of God revealed, you need to have a little bit of a background to understand what the problem is, what the challenges are, and how God answers these things. Right? So this is something very challenging to study, and we just have an example of how sometimes when we go through grief, we go through sorrow, we have something just especially wonderful. We have a comfort of a church family and a relationship with each other to uplift the heart, to encourage us. Thanks, Jane. Can I have that cup? Yeah, good. Thank you. Yeah, good. Thank you. And it's something to think about very much. And this will give us an idea of what we are looking at. Okay, thanks very much. Thank you. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that you will help us to understand the challenges, the problems, the difficulties of life. Help us to realize how much we need each other, and how much we need the Lord in our life. We pray that you will open our understanding further. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Sometimes when we look at this whole idea of salvation, and we look at salvation, you begin to realize actually God has provided everything we could possibly need. Right? So we take a look at chapter 1, and we begin to realize the Lord has blessed us with tremendous things. We go back to chapter 1 again, right? So we have we are called amongst the elect or the chosen, right? We have the sanctification of the Spirit. We have the sprinkling of blood of the Lord Jesus upon our life, and so on and so forth. We have all of these things here given to us, and you know, we have every reason to rejoice. That's why we in this you greatly rejoice. Right? But the reality of life is that there are times when you will see we are grieved by various trials. Well, this is one of them. What Rachel and Ryan experienced is one of those things here. Right? And this is important. Grieved by various trials, different types of trials. And sometimes when we go through things like that, there are difficulties in the family. Let's face it, it's a very real part of life. What's God's plan when we have to face all of these things here? This morning, I was informed of two deaths, right? One, we used to have him within our midst and a long time ago. But because of difficulties, he couldn't fit in socially with us, so he left the church. There's one who used to be in our church. Gave him a very rough and tough background. So he did renovations for my house a long time ago. And I spoke to him about the Lord, and so he started coming to church, began reading the Bible, was even baptized. But because he come from a very, very tough, rough background, once we went into 301 and more people came in, he just felt it couldn't fit in easily. And so he left the church. Just a week ago, I was informed that he was seriously ill and in the hospital. So we made a visit to see him, and he's younger, he's only 60 something years old. And he looked like an 80-year-old man. He had a stomach cancer problem. And stomach cancer has a very nasty habit of literally affecting the looks of a person. And he became gaunt and skinny, can't eat, can't digest anything. We discovered that he had just died. So I spoke to him and I said to him, Do you have peace in your heart? He nodded. He said, yes. He still remembered me. So I asked him, is the Lord Jesus there? And he looked at me. Nothing was there. Can that happen? See, we don't know. A lot of times we just assume that, okay, just say yes, baptize, and you're now saved. Are you? Are you? Seriously? Now we don't know. And so he passed on. Right? And this morning received news that Chi Fung's father has just passed on. Right, so we'll be back on Friday. The memorial service will be on Friday. The Saturday, we will conduct the funeral. And these things happen. And a lot of things happen. We just sometimes cannot tell. So we are tried by various trials all the time. What is God's answer to all of these things here? And this is where, in chapter 2, we go into God's answer, and this is important, right? So this is important for us to understand, okay? So in chapter 2, verse 4, okay, this is very important for us to see God's plan. You see, when we are believers, great danger is we are believer here, we are believer there, we are believer here, we are believer there, we are believer here, all over the place. What happens when in life you find it very hard to cope? And you're all alone, isolated. That's why it's always a mistake to try and go it alone. Maybe you are very capable, maybe you are doing a lot of these things here, but you haven't reckoned with the problem of various trials. You don't know. You don't know until you have been pushed. You don't know till you have been pulled. You don't know how you can cope until you are driven to desperation. What do you do then? Think about this. Right? So God has a plan. He never meant believers to be on your own, whatever it is. And big mistake, oh, I have my family. That's all I need. Do you? That's your plan. That's not God's plan. That's your idea. That's not God's idea. See, wrong ideas come. This is important. So what is God's idea for us when we go through various trials? Can we call upon God? Absolutely yes. Right? So when you see people at the end of it all, when you turn away from the Lord, from his house, what happens? You die alone. That happens a lot. Many years ago, one of our church members also passed on. And she one day came up to me and she said, Pastor, can you do a funeral for this? But not our church member. But somewhere else, but has not gone to church for a long time. And said, tell me about it. And so the person died alone at home for 3 days and nobody knew she died. You know, the phenomenon of dying alone, nobody knows about it, is a very big problem in Japan, in the US, in Europe. Why? People feel, I want to be alone. I don't like the world. Whether you like is not the point. The point is, you can't do it all alone. It was never meant to be like that. Right? And so I said, fine, well, tell me more. So I began to find out a little bit more about her. And I found that she was actually the matron of IMH. Long time ago. And she was a very caring matron of IMH. IMH is a mental hospital in Singapore. And one of the things that she did was to care for the female patients. And many of the women who were there are literally discarded, rejected, set aside. No visitors, the family have just disappeared. No one to give them clothes to wear, no one to give them things they need. But she was a very good seamstress. She actually sold things for them. And she has been doing this quietly. And she died alone. You know, that really spoke to my heart a long time ago, and I determined that no one should die with this kind of indignity. Right? The deeds of a person ought to be known. The life of the person must be remembered. The life of the person becomes an example for all of us. You don't have to die alone, thinking I live and die alone, don't care. That's, you know what, childish thinking. That's foolish thinking, because it was not God's thinking. It never was. So we have to ask ourselves, what is God's plan to this so-called individual thing here? We call this the nuclear family. In the past, it was all together, right? Whether it's matriarchal or patriarchal, everybody was together. It was old kampong. And then society came in and they said, you know, you can be on your own. So you can be on your own. Don't worry, just live your own life. And they apply Genesis all over the place, sometimes wrongly. And so people start to being, so they began to move away from family, right? So this became the nuclear family. That's what it is, family. Why? Why does it have to be this way? What's God's plan? And God's plan is then revealed. Think about this thing here. If this is your approach towards life, towards your faith, towards the church, you're wrong. We have God's plan here. Watch very carefully. Right? Let's take a look at this thing here. First, verse 4, chapter 2. First, we come to Him. That is the first part of it. Right? The salvation part of it. First, we come to Him. But then we go on further. Okay? We come to the Lord and we begin to realize that the Lord Jesus is described as a living stone. Right? So now we have the first stone. So we have a living stone. We come to the Lord. When we come to the Lord, it's not just as individuals. It is an individual stone, yes, but this is what happens to us. Okay, so chapter 2, towards a living stone. Okay, now this is very important for us to understand. The Lord Himself was chosen and He is precious. Now, this is where we are as living stones. All right, so where we are living stones too. Because the Lord gives that life to us and we become living stones. But we were not meant to be living stones by ourselves. I'll do my own thing. It was never meant to be like that. If you understand what a church is, if you know the doctrine of the church, you would never do it alone like this, because it was never meant to be. All right, now we go on further to understand what this is. Right, go on further. Okay, we are being built up a spiritual house. So God takes all the stones which are there. Right? Now you look at it and then you have a church there. But it's made up of all stones, all of us, are living stones. We were meant to be alive. We are meant to help each other so that we can build together until we have a church that's there. So where is the individual stone part by itself? It's not, doesn't exist. It's not true. Right? Now, this is something that a lot of people do. They will all like to do our own thing. You can't do your own thing. That's not how it works. Right? So you have to think in terms of what it means for us to understand all of these things here. It's thinking about it. A lot of people think, well, I can go to church, take it or leave it. You already left it. Then after a while, when you are isolated, when you're alone, you find you can't fit in anymore. By sheer time and circumstances, you find yourself, I can't fit in. Right? But if only we will go back to what God's plan is. This is God's plan. To take everyone as a living stone, and it's important for us to understand. So we think that a lot of all the children have parents enough, that's how it is. Well, it regularly is not. Right? So I check with the people how the children behaving and all that. And he says, well, the boys are very rambunctious. Right? They cannot keep on the road. They must jump somewhere. They must jump here, climb there. Just, and that's what it is. I said, how? That's the first responsibility, the parents. And a lot of parents are very indulgent. We have very indulgent parents. Oh, it's all right. As long, wait until an accident happens. And then everybody's up in arms. Why? So why tell them? Go and tell the children. If they're naughty, tell them. So what's the problem? And a lot of us are scared. Well, then we offend the parents. Why? We got to say it as it is. Your child is endangering himself and others. We'll tell you. You don't tell me, I will tell you. Why? This is important for us. We are all a part of each other. Right? Living stones. Now first, we have to come alive first. Coming to Him. We become living stones. And the Lord wants to fit you into a building, which is your part. A lot of people, I mean, it's like, you know, they call it church hopping. To me, it's like church shopping. I went to the Baptist church, I didn't find God there. I went to the Methodist church, I didn't find God there. Went to Presbyterian church, I also didn't find God there. What are you looking for? And a lot of people don't know what they're looking for, so they can't fit in. I don't like the crowd. I don't like the singing. It's not active enough. How come no rock music? Oh, sing old songs only. Why are we doing all the thing? Why are we? All kinds of things. And okay, never mind, we'll take them. 1 week solid, solemn music. Next week, to cater for the young ones, rock music. In Bethany, no such thing. We do it the Lord's work, the Lord's way. That's it. We were meant to be first coming to Him. We become living stones and we fit in. Well, I don't like this, I don't like. Hey, good night. We are not here for you to like or don't like. You can criticize any way you like, but we are still here 53 years later. What does it mean for us to be this? Now, last night I was just speaking to, every night I spend a bit of time with the camp commanders. So instead of having a big meeting, which is take until midnight, and said we'll just have the three of them stretch themselves a little bit. And we were talking, what does it mean to be a church? And this is my challenge to them all, and this is something. If anything happens to any of our parents and they have a young child still in school, what will happen? What's going to happen? Of course, if they are adults, there's a different, then they are responsible for themselves. But if they are still in school and they need a lot of support, what should the church's response be? We take over. We'll be there to support. Because you don't know who's going to be there. You don't know how you will live. You don't know when you will die. That's it. So what are you going to do? This is important for us to understand. We as the church have to think about, let's do our part. This is part of the church, isn't it? This is how it was meant. Were there widows, the church took over. Were there orphans? James tells us, you want to talk about true religion? Care for the orphans. All this talk about singing and everything else, you don't know how to care for widows and orphans. What are you? That's not a church. This is a church with a mission. This is a church with a purpose. This is a church that is alive. Now, if the person says, I don't need you, I don't want you. Hey, listen, that's fine. We understand. Right? But there is a place for everyone to fit in. You have no idea how important you can be. You are. Now, this is important. So whenever we come across difficulties and challenges, then we always, you know, listen, I'm going to refer you to this person, to that person, to this person, because they are there to help out. And you try to do it alone, and it's an uphill climb all the way. But when we try and share and we work together, then we understand that's how God meant it to be. Right? Think about these things here. So first, we come to Him. Two, we become living stones. But you were never meant to be out there alone on your own. A stone, living stone by itself does not become a church. It is not part of the church. No matter how you are, what do you want to do with a stone? Throw it in a window, break the window. What else can you do with it? We were meant to be together, and this is very important for us to understand. So you've got to find your place. Because we were meant to be like that. I mean, you just think of a lot of people who are there. Right? Maybe, you know, one day, Dr. Wei Chin was just mentioning in church that, you know, so many patients, like on Sunday, it's like on the round of visit. Because this heart patient, this person, and they all come to hear patient. Well, that's how that works. Right? So we're glad for him for things like that. It makes a lot of difference. It really does. So you see, that's how you find your place there. Right? So there are others who can help in other ways. You'll be surprised. It could be anything. It could be the kitchen ministry. It could be the van ministry. It could be almost anything. There's something small that we all can perform. There's something we can do, and it makes a difference. But we understand this is our place, our place, our place. Right? And we thank God that though there are people who have funds to give. Right? Without this kind of significant funds given, we are not going to be able to do a lot of these things that we have been able to do. Right? So sometimes, you know, I have emailed again and again, Pastor, I very much would like to give this as a love gift for the Lord. Where shall it go? I'm going to leave it to you to decide. And here's the sum of money, $250,000 or $2 million. It's how they fit in. You don't know who they are, I know. I'm not going to tell you who they are. But each one has his own place. God has given us different gifts, different abilities, different skill sets, different whatever it is. And it's there. Right? Now, I hope you understand. But, you know, we've got to be guided. We've got to understand how we all fit in. Right? So, for example, people know I make tea. And so, at Christmas time, after Christmas, I can set up a tea shop. You know? You see, because everybody thinks that you think the only one, oh, tea, open up, tea. Open up through tea. Now, this is where we all need to understand, are you giving tea? Then I better don't. I mean, otherwise we're going to end up, I have so much tea, good thing this Chinese tea can last a bit longer. But if you look at this type of English type of tea, after a while, they're all flat. Right? You don't, tea can go flat? Oh, yes, they can. You take one sniff at it, the smell is gone. Don't touch it. And you taste it, it's flat. You know it's flat. But then somebody gave it to me, what can I do with it? So if you need to pat your eye with eye bags, let me know. Be happy to contribute my tea bags to you. You see, we have all kinds of things here because we don't know what's happening. We all do things individually until, I mean, that's what happens. So here comes Christmas time again, and I have so many different types of cookies, right? Even Chinese New Year, until my anyway doctor said, hey, you put on weight, huh? So I said, yeah, it's a Chinese New Year thing here. So bakwan, 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 all the way, or cookies, cookies, all over the place. So now I have got an outlet. I got two sets of disciples. I say, okay, eat. Don't let it go to waste, right? Go to your waste, okay. They say we all come up with all kinds. We were meant to be. Of course, they're youngsters. They're happy like anything. You know, and they're, wow, this is very good. And I'm telling you, the things I'm given, they're good stuff. And the kids don't always have them. And they low, I saw, but there's things to share with them. And I'm happy to share with them. But so let you know, if you want to give cookies again, you will go to my youngsters. And they are the ones who are happy. But I cannot tell him who give what. Right, but this is important for us. We were all meant to be a part of each other. It's just a wonderful thing. Right, so this is something that we want to think about very carefully. Now we go on further. What is our purpose? One of them, okay, as a living stone, we build into a spiritual house. That's important. So we become a spiritual house first. But if you don't know how to fit in, you're not part of the spiritual house. Right? So if we don't fit in, that's what happens. We don't know how to be part of a spiritual house. So what do we do when we're not part of a spiritual house? Well, we just feel odd, we feel out, we feel, and after a while, we drop out. We've lost it. If we want to come back, people are wondering what's happened. A spiritual house. And we really need. So when we have we're arranging for a funeral. So sorry, can't go down on Thursday, right? It will be family time Thursday. Friday, we will do a memorial. And then on Saturday, the funeral, right? It fits right in. Okay, we're going to do whatever we can. Right? Soon after the camp is over. And that's how that works. We're going to be there with the family, for the family. Right? The poor Mr. Lam, you know how hard it is. And he just, you know, walker, and he takes step by step. Right? So if you have ever walked behind him and come on, faster, faster, then you regret, I shouldn't have felt that, I shouldn't have said that. Now he's dead. I hope you understand this. But sometimes we just don't know how to fit in. Because but he can't help himself now. He's not much older than me. Such is the state of life. It's hard to be old. And we all understand that, and we all recognize that. But we are a spiritual household. If we are a spiritual household, and we are not responsible to each other, we don't really care, we don't tell, how do we know what's going to happen? We want to be able to speak to each other honestly. If our children misbehave, don't take it badly, take it wisely. Okay. Right? So this is important. So when the young people, we guide them, we tell them very firmly. Right? That's very important. So we guide our young boys especially and said, be careful. Say the same thing to the young girls, be careful. Now, if you don't guide them and help them, then one of these days, they'll get into trouble and then everything is affected. So that's what is our role, because we are a spiritual house. That was what it meant to be. We're not meant to be, I don't care, I don't know anybody, and I don't care, want to know anybody. That's not God's plan at all. All right, so now we go on further. After the spiritual house is being built, now we have to think in terms of the next part of it, a holy priesthood. We were meant to be not only a spiritual house, we were meant to be a priesthood. Now, this is important. What does a priest do? Right? One of the most important things you do, I mean, seriously, have you ever understood what it means to pray for all people? A lot of us take for granted, I'm praying for you, it's okay. We assume that it's okay. We presume that it's okay. How do you know? Right? So we think that we just remember the person, Lord bless the person, this person is need and all. Hey, a lot of things happen. It's far more complex than you think. Right? So when we want to become a holy priesthood, then we have to ask ourselves, how do we actually pray? We just assume, we just pray, say our Father, and then in the Lord Jesus' name, Amen. Anything between, go ahead, say whatever you want. You call that prayer? You're not a priest. You don't understand what it means to be a priesthood. We're just taught that you just say the prayer, just mention the person's name the need, and that's it. Are you serious? Now the answer is, it doesn't work like that. If that's what it is, you will find that it's not going to go very well. But you see, the idea of a royal priesthood. What are the steps? One, I have to come to the Lord. Two, I have to be a living stone. Three, I'm going to fit in with other living stones. Four, I am going to be a spiritual household. Five, I go into holy priesthood. So if I don't fulfill 1, 2, 3, 4, can I just enter and become a priesthood? No. You need to be trained to be a priest in the early days. Right? And this is what it is. They have to understand all the different types of offering. You cannot go and do whatever you like. You cannot just offer anything you like. You can't. Right? So the priesthood is something that needs to be understood. And most of us don't understand priesthood because we are not in the priestly line. We don't understand it. And nevertheless, it was meant to be the whole thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So when people tell me, I'm praying for you, I say, thank you, that's it. You haven't even asked me what I need in prayer. How do you know how to pray for me? Oh, Pastor, I'm praying for you. What are you praying for? Tell me. What? We just assume that we know. We just assume that every prayer counts. Therefore, if I pray, it's okay. And the reality of it is not true. See, we don't understand it. There are different types of prayers to be offered. So many different types. Everyone requires a facility, a comprehension, an understanding. And everyone is different. And we don't understand that. We haven't learned that. And we are already saying, I'm praying for you. Thank you. No, thank you. Right? So we just assume that's all right, when it's not meant to be like this. So that when we think in terms of what it means to be a priesthood here in God's plan, this is God's plan revealed, and then, for example, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. So what are spiritual sacrifices? Right? You know, the Jews have got all kinds of offerings. Right, there's their sin offering, There's a burnt offering, there's a peace offering, there's a praise offering, there's a wave offering, and they're all different. Right? So if we don't know how to distinguish what each prayer is like, and we say, I'll just pray generally, straight away, how are you a priest? We cannot enter into the priesthood because we do not understand what it is. First, we have to come to the Lord. Two, we have to become a living stone. Three, we got to fit into each other. Four, we got to become a spiritual house. Five, we go into the priesthood. And each one has its own challenges. Now, we go on further. How do I pray? Right? You honestly think that, you know, a person will share with you what is deep down in the heart? If you do not know what's deep down in the heart, how are you praying? We all pray, oh, you know, the hearts may be touched, may be blessed. Our prayers are so general. What are we talking about? Right? When a person who was blind man, the Lord Jesus came, asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And then the Lord, my eyesight, specific. Right? But when a paralyzed man was brought to the Lord Jesus, the friends, their desire is, be well. The Lord's focus is, your sins are forgiven you. Two different things. Right? So we think get well is the answer. What if it's not the answer? You see, that's what it takes to enter into a royal priesthood. This is important. And a lot of us do not know how to pray as we ought. And a lot of times we are stumped. What should we pray about? How do we pray? All right, so the young people pray for direction because after they finish A-level, direction. After the university, obvious, it's a sort of direction, where we're going to go, that's it. How do you pray for others? This is the challenge of it all. We've got to figure it out. This is God's plan for us, all right? So to offer up spiritual sacrifices, okay? Now, you have to ask yourself, are they acceptable to God? Right? You think about, let's talk about this whole idea of giving. Right? So a person earns a huge amount of money and gives $10. Is that an acceptable offering? Or is this about robbing God? I hope you understand. And a lot of people, there are times when we have to tell the person, stop. You don't have to give. I mean, there are times that people ask, you know, Pastor, can I give this? I said, no need to. Right? Giving to our Bethany Hope Center, we are oversubscribed. No need to give there because they have enough. More than enough. What about other needs? You don't know the other needs. So we know that there are many other needs around the place, and we have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do? Intercession, I'll tell you how hard it is. Just 2 months ago, we had a, you know, over in Kenya side, Embu, and they sold corn. Rain is needed for the corn to come, but rain was delayed. So there was not enough water, the entire crop died. They were now in a state of famine. The cost of food became very high. So we had to send funds over. Right? So he let a season go by. Next season coming up. He says, Pastor, we now have the rain. Now, after this rain, we will be able to plant again. Letter came. Pastor, it has not stopped raining. We are now in a flood situation. Now, again, we cannot have food. How do you pray? Tell me, how you pray? We just assume, oh, Lord, bless Embu, bless Bethany Victory, bless, that's it. If these are our prayers, we have to ask ourselves, are we really a holy priesthood. So many things we really don't know. We need to learn, and yet we just assume that we know. And because we assume we know, we actually hinder the growth of the church. Because every time we add a stone, we have to say, now this is going to strengthen us further. We add another stone, this is going to be make it stronger. Otherwise, what's the point of adding on? That's important. Right? So I hope you understand where we are coming from on this matter here. This is God's plan revealed. And God wants us to be there for each other. Right? So this is very important. The Lord Jesus is our chief cornerstone. Okay? Now, in verse 9, we see a development of that thought that is there. And we want to ask ourselves how this works out. Okay? You are a chosen generation. Now, look at this very carefully. Chosen. It comes in again. In other words, the Lord is chosen. We are chosen. The Lord was chosen to fulfill a certain purpose. You must ask yourself, what is your purpose? What do you want to be? I mean, we all start with the basic family idea. Okay, God has given you a family. Now, how are you bringing about your family? And if we don't bring up our children well, we will lose them. Can that happen? Yes. Can we lose our children? Yes. And you got to ask yourself, why? Who? Look at a mirror and you'll find the answer. Right? That's one part. We live in a world that is really hazardous. So what happens? We've never seen a more divided world than the one we are in today. There's uncertainty and turmoil and difficulties and all over the place. Right? And the kids are no longer turning to their parents for advice. If they want anything, YouTube. They want anything, Google. They don't need you. They don't want you. And what they have, what they go through, is sometimes terrifying. Because the minds can be very badly affected when they are young. See, this is what we are battling against. So when we talk about being chosen, so let me ask you, if you want to be part of Bethany, ask yourself, what's your role? Please do not determine your role for yourself. I want to be the senior pastor. You're very welcome to try. Right? Think about these things here. And you just think that, oh, no problem, I can do it. Really? We are not going to risk it. Or in your mind, you can. In real life, you can go and run your own mind. Nope, not going to risk it. Can't afford it. That's very obvious. We need to know how to fit into, because we are chosen, right? This is very generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. You know how wonderful it is to see a fulfillment of Hosea 1 and 2. Where we say, the Lord says, Jezreel scatter to Jezreel sow. From Lo Ami to my people. From Lo Ruhama to Ruhama, mercy. And that's why we want our people to come and share what the Lord has done for them. Out of darkness into the light, we proclaim his praise. That is important for us to understand, and that's how it all works out. And that is something that's really, really wonderful to know. Now the people of God. All right? So how do we live in this world? Now, we live in a very difficult world. There's no question about this. And the question is, how do we fit in? And this is a very big issue that we need to think about very carefully. Right? So again here, without instruction, without being equipped properly, we're going to have a real problem. Right? So then we go on further to talk about how this works out. Okay? People of God, and then we go on further to talk about what it really means. Okay? How do we live in this world? Well, we are meant to be sojourners, we're meant to be pilgrims, we are meant to look at having our conduct among the Gentiles very, very carefully. All right, so this part talks about God's plan revealed to us. Okay, the next part of it, after the break, what I am going to share with you is to go into the challenge of understanding affliction in life. How do we cope with affliction? How do we understand suffering? How do we cope with suffering? And, we just want, we need to learn. Otherwise, you'll find that when we have difficulties and challenges, we just collapse under the strain. It's not meant to be like this. Right? Think about this. Well, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the challenge to read your word. Help us to move away from a lack of knowledge, from a lack of understanding, to be further instructed and encouraged to know your word better. Help us to see your plan revealed for us so that we understand what it really means to be a believer, that we were meant to be part of the living stones of the Lord, that we were meant to become a spiritual house and then moving on to become a priesthood. We pray for grace and wisdom and understanding to comprehend and then to put all these things into practice. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right, take a break and I'll see you half an hour later. Come back refreshed, please.